Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Mark Mazzadori, and thank you for sharing this space. Recent events in Baltimore, the uprising in response to an unfair death, and the earthquake in Nepal, and last Friday, a week ago today, the honoring or commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide, all three of those events have in common recognition. The Nepal quake, bringing forward, are asking us to recognize our commonality, that people, that we are truly one, and the space for compassion, peace, empathy, and support coming forward to bring supplies, support, and prayer to the people impacted by the earthquake and the people who transitioned, and to allow our humanity, the fact that we are all just the same, that we are incredibly similar, that when we release the idea of difference based on culture, geography, gender, language, and that we can understand and empathize what it's like to be in need and how much we can support, how much prayer actually works. So there's a space of recognition in that. With the Armenian Genocide Centennial, that had a huge impact. With a challenge in Armenian culture has been, my family, I had relatives killed in the genocide, and you have a government who did it, who does not admit they did it and denies it. And that creates this space of conflict and anger. But it's also created a space of victimization, basically having this dynamic of, like, they did it, they killed my family, and having nothing done. So years ago, I chose to drop out of that and get into a space of forgiving them first, but I recognized the impact of the genocide on my psyche. And what I noticed last Friday was the gatherings were so huge in Los Angeles. There was 130,000 people in the streets. And there was huge gatherings in New York. The Eiffel Tower went dark. The Colosseum in Rome went dark. And gatherings all over the world. And so what changed, everyone knows. So knowledge, information was shared. And so basically, the conversation has changed away from they did it into, like, the world knows. And so I see in that a space of, one, recognition. This actually happened. This is dynamic. This is a government who is not up to date with what is happening. And we can bless them and move forward. And so there's an opportunity there to relax into a new knowing, a new estimation of what is available, and to really recognize the power of recognition. And so what I noticed is it feels like Armenian people feel very validated and seen, which is very powerful. So this gets into then what has happened this week in Baltimore, the riots and such, the uprising. That is also a quest for recognition of not only do all lives matter, but people wanting to have a voice. And perhaps some of that was done in a way that was destructive. But I can understand the response of anger and such. I went through the LA riots in 1992, and I think there's a historical perspective that's not being present with young people, which is understandable. They're reacting rather than visioning. But the damage done in the LA riots wasn't necessarily at that moment when they were happening, but the aftermath, which was, when you destroy your own community, there may not be people to rebuild it, who want to invest in that community. That's what I noticed at the aftermath, and just the damage done on a human level of people really being traumatized by that. And so there's a space. What could be done to resolve that? What could we do as individuals? If you're listening to this show, you have a spiritual mindset. What can we do to create more peace so people do feel empowered and recognized? And we do release old dynamics, either long-standing or centuries-old dynamics. And that's a space of allowing harmony to come into our lives now, and doing that through the choice of peace, to choose peace, and to recognize who we are as individuals, and to let our lives in our homes, our lives in our relationships, in business, at work, and wherever we go, the stores we go to, the interactions we have with our neighbors, to let those be peaceful. and to let that focus radiate out into the world. We can also very much pray and really allow a vision to come forward for peace, for harmony, for joy, for a space on the planet where everyone is recognized, everyone is validated, and everyone in that space can express themselves positively rather than with violence or destruction, and allowing a new time on the planet to come forward. So what we're talking about here is people get very threatened when peace is spoken about because it doesn't seem practical. And I went to see Paul Selig, who's a channel, and he said, had a statement which is very helpful of, we can't conceive of a planet without war. And that has sparked me into the space of, well, what this is something I've been doing for years, which is like really vision a world where there are no weapons. But his question really illuminated for me like the crux of what is actually missing, which is our own conception, our own idea that like there's no way that we can have a planet without violence. Well, what if we did? What if everyone relaxed? Because we all have moments of great peace. But we all know what it's like to, especially in nature, to just be in harmony and to release any need for conflict, release any expectation of conflict. And simply noticing what it's like to choose peace. And I understand that different people in different times and spaces in our lives, our lives now, that there's opportunities for conflict, or there might be conflict present. It's very simple space just to notice what it's like to drop out of that. I notice with challenging personalities or people who are really triggered and such, that when I'm just present with them and just simply don't respond, I might say something, but not go into drama with them, that really they have no, it has the drama, the fear has nowhere to go. And so pretty rapidly people drop out of that. It's something I learned years ago, and it's really served me well. And it's a matter of really interrupting your response to, you know, make the snarky remark or to put someone in their place or whatever it is, and very simply just to be present and to notice what it's like to drop out of drama and to put forward the energy of what you would like to have happen, to recognize when people are challenged or upset, that they're simply reacting. They're not actually present. And your being present brings other people into the present moment. So using different terms, ego in the face of non-ego has nowhere to go. So there's an opportunity in that to let something else come forward. It reminded me of an event years ago. I was doing some political work in Seattle, which was zero fun. But I was doing this political thing, and I was standing outside of a store trying to get people to sign something. And there was a lady next to me, and she was cranky that I was there. And I said, "How are you?" She said, "Like, I was fine until you came along." And so I just, you know, took a breath, and just what came out of my mouth next was like, "Well, I think there's enough people for both of us." And she didn't say anything. We didn't speak for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. And then she offered me some water. And just, you know, so it was just this sense of like, just we're not going to do that. We're going to do something else. And got into a space of harmony and kindness. And what came out of that was a lot of flow. So she got people, I got people. It all worked out. So this is a space where peace is practical. And from that, we could really manifest what we want to have happen with this planet. And everything I see is looking toward us manifesting that, that we actually live on a peaceful planet. And this is in our lifetimes. This is not some far-out dream of some utopian future. This is now. And so, you know, I just read on Facebook, there's a quote from Hugh Laurie, the actor, which is talking about people delaying. And I really, with me, it's just something that I do, which is not feeling ready. And his quote was about, you know, just that, like people putting things off because of waiting to be ready. And his summation was like, there's only now. Just do it now. You are ready. Do it. And so we're ready for peace. We're ready for something different to happen. We're ready for a great experience on this planet where we can relax, but we're not expecting people to be nuts. We're not expecting calamity or expecting people to do something horrible. So we can relax and be at peace and truly thrive on this planet. Wonderful. And I invite you to visit my website, markmazadorian.com, and see the different events that are coming up, or if you'd like a private reading, we could certainly do that. And also just seeing the different MP3s that are available in the online courses and such. I thank you for sharing this space, and I thank you for your dedication to making the planet better and to your dedication to having a fantastic life and just holding the space together that we're doing it. That it's happening now, and we could relax into that. And with that, we'll just pray out. Thank you, Mother, Father, God. Thank you, Archangels and Ascended Masters, for this time of clarity, peace, harmony, and joy. We celebrate life. We celebrate all the good that is here. We celebrate the peaceful planet that we live on. We celebrate and support all the people in Nepal who have been impacted by the earthquakes there. And we acknowledge and pray for all the people who transition, they have an easy transition, that they are acclimating easily to their new space. And we visualize and see all the support, all the supplies, all the help that is available, getting to the perfect people at the perfect time right now. Everyone thriving, everyone doing well, everything being built, rebuilt in a safe way, and everyone feeling supported and having enough food, water, and health. And thank you for the peace that is in every city in the world, and including right now Baltimore, for there to be harmony, peace, and relaxation, and justice for everyone. And we celebrate the change in the planet in recognition of the Armenian Genocide Centennial, that something different has happened, something's available, and that the Armenian culture, Armenian people, that we can choose to heal on an even deeper level and to forgive. And we celebrate all this and for everything we put forward during this time as a wish, as a desire, as a visualization, and as a knowing. We quite simply ask for this or something better right now in all directions of time. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. Have a fantastic day.